You know you want to be there. A pile of pastors, a mountain of musicians, a boatload of laity, all passionate about worship, gathered together on the beautiful campus of Concordia University, Nebraska, this coming July, the 28th through the 31st. Comfort, comfort ye my people, preaching, praying, and singing the comfort of Christ to the troubled conscience and the broken heart. John Kleinick, Paul Solek, Betsy Werner, Brian Wolfmiller, Robin Lever, and the Stash himself, President Matthew Harrison. Oh yeah, and two other guys named Wilkin and Whedon, along with a whole pile of your favorite Issues Etc. guests. Did I mention that the registration cost starts at just $175? Or that full-time students, including seminarians and deaconess students, pay just $25 registration? Yeah, seriously. I told you, you want to be there. For more information, click the link, Comfort Comfort, on the Issues Etc. homepage, issuesetc.org.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Let me tell you a little story, and this was years ago, going on 25 years ago. 1991, January, right about this time. In fact, 1991, however many years ago that was, 23 years ago yesterday, was January 6th, and it was an epiphany. It was a Sunday, I believe, and it was the day that I was going to be ordained as a pastor. Now, I don't remember much about that day because it was so long ago, but I do remember that the weather was terrible. If I remember that ice storm that hit that Saturday night before we were supposed to have that service, that ice storm left, I don't know, 3 inches of ice and 6 inches of snow, and it was impassable, and we were still going to have our ordination service at this little church that just so happened to sit on very narrow, windy roads in the Bluffs in southern Illinois. And I went to that service, fought my way to that service, fully expecting no one to be there, and the church was full. People made it out. Hardy folks who said, well, we're going to get a new pastor. He's going to be ordained. We're going to be there. Now, the church was not that big. It didn't take that many people to fill up the church, but they still came out. This last weekend, a lot of churches just said, come Saturday night when they saw what was coming in the Midwest, the snow, the cold, they said, no, no service tomorrow. Some churches even held or were going to hold Epiphany services on Monday night, because Epiphany was last night, and they said no, because it was still cold, and the roads were sometimes still impassable. And I think in the course of my full-time ministry as a parish pastor, I only called church, that is, canceled a Sunday morning one time, actually two times. One morning I was sick, and there was just nothing to do, and the other morning the weather was terrible. I did make it up to the church. I put a sign on the door. But there was no service that day. Should churches cancel their Sunday morning services because of inclement weather? It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. It's Tuesday afternoon, January the 7th. We're coming to you live. I'm Todd Wilkin. I want your answer to that question. Should churches cancel worship services for inclement weather? I know, just kind of perusing social media over the last 2 days, a lot of churches did in the Midwest, and a lot of churches didn't. Some pastors were posting pictures of themselves at church, kind of waiting around for anyone to show up. And some were posting announcements that the church service was not going to be held. What do you think about this? Should churches cancel worship services for inclement weather? If so, why? And if not, why not? Give us a call. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Simple answer to the question, did your church cancel its services? If they did, why did they? And did you agree with the reason for doing it? Should churches in general watch the weather and decide whether or not to hold the service on Sunday morning or some other time based upon how the weather's going? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. We've also left some space at our Facebook fan page for you to answer that question. Please include your city and state when you give your answer to the question, should churches cancel worship services for inclement weather? Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. I guess a couple things come into play here, especially around the holiday season. I'm not talking about churches that decide simply to cancel a service that was held last year, right? Like some churches, I don't know why this is, but it's very fashionable for them on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day not to have services nowadays. They say, well, Christmas is for family. And so they cancel those services. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an ordinary Sunday service. The weather's so bad that most people wouldn't be going out anyway. They wouldn't be trying to make it to the store. They wouldn't be trying to drive over to grandma's house. They wouldn't be doing anything unless there was an emergency. They're going to stay in. They're going to take a snow day. It happens to be a Sunday as well. Should churches cancel the services for inclement weather? Let's see what Mike has to say. And Mike is calling from Illinois. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I feel like churches, as long as the pastor can make it and that the church can fulfill its vocation to its members in terms of being able to get the sidewalks cleared off and being able to get in from the parking lot safely, that they should go ahead and offer the services. It is up to the parishioners. They're smart. They know whether or not they can make it safely to church, and so it, as long as the church can provide safely to get them from the parking lot into the door, then they have fulfilled their vocation. And I'm one of those pastors that lives right across the street from the church, so our rule is as long as I can make it to church, we're going to be having church for whoever can make it there safely. So, and we also broadcast on the radio, so we know that when others can't make it, it's all that much more important for us to still proclaim the word.
Okay, now if you didn't live across the street from the church building, if you lived across town, or in the case where I live about 10 miles from,
sure.
from, and it's not treacherous roads, it's just a regular old rural highway. 10 miles away, would your kind of provisional assumption of staying open on Sunday morning change at all there?
Well, it's still as long as the pastor can make it. And, you know, that's with a 10-mile drive, that becomes a bigger question. But the general rule of thumb is still there. If the pastor can make it and they can... And the church can provide safely to be able to get from the parking lot into the church building to go ahead and have the services. Now, if we would have had the weather Sunday morning that we had Sunday afternoon, we would have canceled church because I wouldn't have been able to make it from I wouldn't have been able to make it the 80 feet from my house to the church.
Okay.
So
okay. I'm glad to hear that. There's a pastor's perspective, at least one pastor's perspective. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see what Emily in Nebraska has to say. Hi, Emily.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think if you are going to cancel church, which you probably don't need to do most of the time, like Mike just said, if the pastor can get to church. But if you are going to cancel church, you need to do it early in the day, and you need to let everyone know way ahead of time so that they are not clearing out their driveways, bundling up the kids, getting them in the car, driving to church, only to find out that services have been canceled.
So pastor, whoever makes this decision, ought to be trying to get ahead on that decision.
Right, because if you do all those things and then you show up and there's no church, then what?
All right, Emily, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. I want to hear from you. Should churches cancel Sunday morning services for inclement weather? Now, my congregation has an email list. Not everybody's on it, but most people are on it. So all my pastor had to do when he canceled Sunday morning service was send out the mass email that said, hey, the weather's too bad. As a former state trooper, don't get out on the road. Stay home. Stay safe. And also for the next night's service as well, pastors need to have a way of alerting all the members as well. What do you think about it? Should churches cancel their services, their Sunday morning services, for inclement weather? Tina is listening in Webster Groves, Missouri. Hi, Tina.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
I think we need a makeup day.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's particular on the congregation, how close the congregation lives, how their mobility is. But I think as a congregant, I want a makeup day. If I wasn't there on Sunday, hey, maybe we can have a makeup day on Thursday.
That's a very interesting idea. Thanks for listening to Webster Groves, Tina. You know, schools do it. My kids have, I don't know if tomorrow counts, if they've called school for tomorrow. I'll find out tonight. But the last 2 days have been called at my kids' school. Guess what they're going to do? Those days aren't just going to drop off the calendar. Those days are going to, they're either built into the schedule as snow days, or they're going to get made up at the end of the year. Schools do it, right? What about having a makeup day if church has to be canceled for inclement weather? Just say, well, look, it's going to be fine by Wednesday. We'll just come out Wednesday night, and what we were going to do Sunday morning, we'll do Wednesday night. It's not like it takes that much planning to get a decent liturgical service together. Pastor's already got a sermon written. Just put it off for 3 days and hold it later. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. It's Tuesday afternoon, January the 7th. Open line. Should churches cancel worship services for inclement weather? More after this.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Athanasius, Bishop of Alexandria in the 4th century, was known for boldly confessing Jesus Christ as both true God and true man. This is what we do at St. Athanasius Lutheran Church in Vienna, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., continuing this historic confession of our Savior, who died for us and now comes to us in word and sacrament. If you live in the D.C. area or just visiting, come join us. For more information, find us on the web, St. Athanasius Lutheran Church.
Do you have a student finishing up 8th grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. A little bit of open lines here, moving into hour two on this Tuesday afternoon, January the 7th. I'm Todd Wilkin. The open lines question that I am asking for your answer to: should churches cancel their worship services for inclement weather? There were a lot of churches that did. You know, most of the time, you can watch the local news and they'll have those cancellations scrolling across the bottom. One of the local news, St. Louis local news station, said they had 900 organizations that wanted their cancellations announced. Now, you can sit for a long time watching them scroll one by one before you get through 900 of them. So almost everything closed down. A lot of churches, I would say probably most churches in the Midwest that were faced with this, at least thought about it. The pastor might have even given it some thought. Okay? A lot of them didn't cancel. A lot of them did. Should they? I want your answer to that question. If so, why? If not, why not? Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. TalkBack@IssuesETC.org. TalkBack@IssuesETC.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, or we have left space for your answer to the question, should churches cancel worship services for inclement weather, especially the kind we had in the Midwest here this last weekend? Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. I was thinking this through, we were talking about it during the break too. if you are going to do this, the pastor better make sure that everybody knows church is canceled, especially the elderly members who may not be on the email list or have access to the internet. Because, you know, a lot of them are pretty, they're pretty determined people. They will make it. And you get there, or a family with young kids, you get all those kids packed up, you get the driveway shoveled, you get the car out, you drive to church, and they've canceled church. There's a sign on the door, and pastor is nowhere to be seen. I imagine he might have some explaining to do why not everyone was duly informed of the cancellation. So what's your answer to the question? Should churches cancel worship services for inclement weather or not? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or put your answer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Barbara says our pastor lives 40 miles away and we have street parking. I figured he could either drive that far or I could walk a mile to get there. Says Barbara. P.S. There was one time a few years ago that the church was canceled due to weather. The snow was so deep that the side streets to the church were impassable. Now, there's sometimes you just don't have a choice here, right? If that's the kind of snow you have, you do not have a choice. Of course, all these things are relative when it comes to the amount of snow that stops people. Ann listens in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Happy New Year, Todd.
And to you as well.
I'm thinking in this situation, it was a good thing to do. We were canceled in Crestwood, and we did not get out yesterday or Sunday, but we got out today, and the roads were still pretty bad. And I don't think they had an ability to clean things as well as we would have liked in this situation. And I think it's kind of a consideration of loving your neighbor and keeping them safe. So that's my opinion.
All right, Ann, thank you very much. There's something to be considered there. You know, the safety of our neighbor that it's kind of almost a fifth commandment thing, a do no harm. It not only says do not kill, but we seek to help and aid our neighbor according to his bodily safety as well. And a pastor says, no, I want you in church. And people say, golly, I guess we ought to be there. And there is a certain amount of risk. I remember I was telling the guys here during the break, the one Sunday that I think I called church when I was a full-time parish pastor, I think on my way to church, I ended up stuck, and someone had to come along and very kindly pull my car out. So I probably shouldn't have been driving those roads any more than any of the parishioners. What do you think? Should churches cancel their services for inclement weather? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Eric in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania says, I would not cancel the divine service because the sheep need their Jesus, but I would consider canceling youth groups, fellowship meetings, even Bible studies to ensure the physical safety of members. You can always study the word in the warmth of your home. Eric, thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. In St. Louis, Randy says, I have canceled services only twice in 23 years of serving as a pastor. At both times, some folks inevitably showed up regardless. The second time, it was a young couple who was visiting. They had no idea that we had canceled. We can only do so much to announce the services are canceled, and not everyone will receive that message. In addition, I also live next door to the church. I serve, and I can always get to church, even during inclement weather, says Randy. So we announce that the services will be held, no cancellations, and then we also ask that people of the congregation use their best judgment in getting there, because after all, some people really should not drive on snowy roads. You're right, Randy. Some people should not drive on any kind of roads. Also, churches that do not hold services during inclement weather may very well be a place of refuge for others whose churches have closed. That's a good way of thinking about it. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Franklin listens in St. Paul, Minnesota. He says, no, the people that make the effort to go out there in that kind of weather are hungry for the word of God and for the sacrament. Franklin, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Now, I know that some of it's just church is canceled, pastor won't be there. Most pastors say church is canceled, I will still be there just in case someone shows up. That's kind of the halfway house between these two. What do you do with them when they get there? Do you say, sorry, no church, and send them home? Or do you say, well, you did show up, but I am here. Let's go ahead and do what we can, given this context. Should churches cancel because of inclement weather? 1-877-623-6943. 4-3. Paul in, oh, sorry, Nyla says, many churches are closed here in Vandalia, Illinois on Sunday due to the weather, but Holy Cross Lutheran was open and was on the air at 9 a.m., and God bless our pastor, who was very dedicated. We love them. I'll admit, I was also sick, but I was able to listen on the radio, and it sounded like they had quite a few. If the pastor can make it, I think they should be open no matter what. If it's too dangerous for you to drive, stay home, but if you can, make sure that you're able to go. Thanks for listening there, Nyla. In Bridgeport, Nebraska, if the lives and well-being of members are in danger, says Rosie, then yes, the church should cancel. If it is merely because of inconvenience, a bit longer drive or a colder dash from the parking lot to the narthex, then no. People should be immersed in the Word and Sacrament as often as possible, but you certainly can get out your hymnal and catechism at home if you're unable to get through the six-foot drift in your driveway or not willing to ice skate to church on I-94. She knows what she's talking about. She lives in Nebraska. They actually do have those things there. Thomas listens in Georgia. He says, my philosophy, as long as you have a called and ordained servant of the Word present, the service should continue. The people should make their own discretion about the risks of attending and should attend if possible. I had a member who once told me a story. One Sunday morning, the roads were near his home were flooded. He and his wife were just about ready to decide not to attend church when they saw this old friend of theirs on her way to church, to the Baptist church. They decided right then and there that if the weather could not stop that old lady from attending her church, they couldn't very well let it stop them from receiving God's gift of Word and Sacrament. If only more Christians had that dedication on receiving God's gifts with joy. And he listens there in Georgia. Scott in Plattsmouth, Nebraska says, it depends on the situation and the people. If I were a pastor living in a parsonage adjacent to the church, then church would be open. However, if driving is required, then conditions of the road and of the vehicle, etc., would have to be taken into consideration. Tony in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where they've also had a fair amount of that kind of weather, says, if at all possible, no, don't cancel. Service should not be canceled for the spiritual sake of the flock. However, no one should feel burdened to attend if they cannot make the trip safely. Staying home in such cases is no violation of Hebrews chapter 10:25. Do not forsake the meeting together. And then Mike in Searcy, Arkansas says, I see nothing wrong with taking a step to ensure people's safety. If lives might be at risk in attempts to attend the service, it might be a good idea to consider canceling. But at the same time, if the pastor can get there reasonably safely, he should be there for those who can make it. Not sure either argument is definitive enough to make one right or the other wrong. In Minnesota, at Green Isle, Eric says, lots of churches around here canceled a day or two before the weather even came. My philosophy is to have a church, and people can make their own decision as to whether or not it's safe for them to come. Troy in Hudson, Michigan says, several years ago, we decided that since I live right next door to the parsonage, as long as I could get to church, I would always have a service. We just ask that people use the best judgment in deciding on whether or not to come and to be safe. And Patrick in Lakin, Kansas, very near where my parents grew up, very, very near where my parents grew up, where they do know what bad weather looks like. Patrick says, I think there are times in which services can and should be canceled. As a pastor of a dual parish in southwest Kansas, some members are driving 10, 20, 30 miles to church, including their pastor. The roads are often not plowed, and the shoulders are narrow and very high winds blowing snow. As mentioned earlier, people can study the Word at home and use an office of daily prayer from the hymnal. If need be, a service can always be rescheduled for a weekday evening. There's that idea again, a makeup day. I kind of like that idea. Bottom line, we are not strictly bound to worship only on Sunday mornings. Patrick, thanks for listening in Lakin, Kansas. Well, what's the important thing here? The important thing here is that on Sunday morning, or actually, you're quite right, Patrick, on any day when the church gathers around the Word and Sacraments, that is the most important thing happening on earth. It really changes your perspective on what Sunday morning is all about when you realize that going to hear God's Word, to receive His sacraments, is the most important thing in your life. The world won't tell you that or agree with that. It's the most important thing happening on the planet right then, where forgiveness is being dispensed, grace is being given, Christ is being preached, salvation is being handed out freely for the sake of Christ his death and resurrection. Most important thing. Most important thing. Now, Christ is rather prodigious with his gifts. He's rather extravagant with his gifts. And you know what? The church can be opened another day when the weather's a little better and the same word can be preached and the same sacraments can be administered. So this is never a thing of, and isn't this true even when the weather's good? This is never a thing of, I have to go. I have to be there. Now, the pastor, in some sense, is going to say, I have to be there because he's the one who's been called to do those things, those most important things in the world on Sunday morning. But for those who may be risking life and limb to get there, it's never a matter of have to or, golly, I'm going to miss something. This will be my one time opportunity. I'll miss something. No, Christ is always there. And he can be there Tuesday night or Wednesday night or any time the church might want to make it up. It's not about ticking off how many times did I go to church, how many times did I receive the sacrament. And you know what it's also not about? It's not about how tough you are, how hardy and of what kind of metal you're made of. Well, if I can be there, everyone should be there. I'm tough enough to be there. If you're going to church just to prove you're tough, stay home. It's not about how tough you are, about how tough anyone in the congregation is. It is about how gracious and how generous Christ is. Every Sunday, even when the roads are perfectly passable. When we come back, Pastor Tom Baker is going to join us. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, the brief account of Jesus' baptism. Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel with us right after this.
The official end of Christmas was last Sunday, but because of the blizzard of 2014, Good Shepherd Lutheran in Collinsville, Illinois will unofficially celebrate the close of the season this Sunday, January 12th. Join us at 4 p.m. as the musicians of Good Shepherd, along with a 17-member orchestra, present John Levitt's Christmas cantata, What Child Is This? For the church address and more information, please visit us online at goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to help your son or daughter achieve their maximum athletic potential? Hi, this is Jeff Schwarz, General Manager of Lutheran Public Radio. My friend, fellow parishioner, and certified athletic trainer, Kevin Reisick, is the owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. Arch Fitness specializes in sports performance training for middle school to collegiate level athletes. For more information, call Kevin at 618-670-6952. 618-670-6952.
It's here. It's here. It's finally here. Lutheran Catechesis Catechist Edition. A comprehensive guide to catechesis for a Lutheran congregation, including expanded helps on the catechism, a section of catechesis on the table of duties, Christian vocation, and learn-by-heart schedules for the congregation at prayer. Order yours today from the Concordia Catechetical Academy at peacesussex.org.